Yes. Thank you, Galen, for the introduction. The topic of my talk is a DNS reflection method for global traffic measurement. The work is done with collaboration from my Microsoft colleagues, Chen Huang, Nick Hart, and Albert Greenberg, and Angela Wang and Keith Ross from NYU Polytechnic Institute. The outline of my talk is as follows. I will first briefly introduce the global traffic management problem. Then I will discuss DNS-based global traffic management solution commonly used. After that, I will discuss current GTM optimization, LDNS server population, and the reachability. Next, I will describe our DNS reflection method. And finally, I will show you some experiment results about the accuracy and gain provided by DNS reflection and conclude the talk. Today, a major cloud service provider or content delivery network provider usually runs tens, if not thousands, of satellite data centers. The global traffic management problem, or GTM, is to select the appropriate satellite data center to serve a particular client so to achieve the best network performance. Depending on the application, the optimization target can be different. For storage and content delivery applications, the optimized target will be throughput, while for dynamic web acceleration, the optimized target is latency. GTM redirection can be achieved via HTTP redirection or URL rewrite, in which case, web server is involved to redirect individual content request. However, for scalability reasons, most of the GTM solution is DNS-based, which is what we will deal with in this paper. Say the user is trying to access content or service provided in cloudservice.com. The client will first DNS resolve domain cloudservice.com by consulting a local DNS server or LDNS. This is a server provided by ISP representing a group of clients local to a certain region and the LDNS server will then, through a chain of DNS resolve operation, find the authoritative DNS servers of the site it requests. In DNS-based GTM solution, the host DNS server will perform intelligent target redirection. Based on the IP address of the client DNS server, it will redirect the LDNS to appropriate front-end data centers and cache the address of the client data center, basically servers, to LDNS. Because DNS resolve result is cached by the LDNS with a time to live specified by the host DNS server, and because all clients represented by this LDNS server can simply access the cache result in that server, the solution scales very well. Now, given the IP address of the LDNS server, how do the authoritative DNS server perform the redirection? There are several methods. It can do a geography-based GTM solution, in which case the server will map LDNS server to a longitude latitude through a commercial available geolocation database, for example, from Akamai, Guva, or MaxMind, and then compute the distance between the LDNS server and all the satellite data centers of the content provider, and simply map the LDNS server to the most close by data center. Another solution is to use IP anycast, in which case all data center will announce the same IP anycast address. The LDNS server request is simply anycast routed to the closest data center through intra or inter-domain routing algorithm or policies. Both solutions are simple, but as demonstrated in the experiment result, may have non-neglectable performance degradations. as the geographic closed data center and Anycast closed data center does not necessarily have the best network performance. Can the satellite data center simply measure network performance of LDNS servers? It can, and there are usually two classes of method. In passive measurement, the servers of the target data center can monitor performance of the clients, for example, using gap between SYN and ACK to inform latency performance. The problem is this only derives the network performance of the client to its assigned data center. To infer performance of client to other data centers, you will need to redirect a small portion of the client to an alternative data center for measurement purpose. This redirect may significantly degrade the network performance of the clients that are redirected. And because of the local LDNS caching mechanism in the DNS solutions, this may further increase the number of clients that are affected for poor performance. An alternative is active probing, in which case the data center simply going to use ping or DNS query to measure the performance between the LDNS server to that data center. This is a common measurement methodology adopted by commercial CDN providers. The question then is, how many LDNS servers are actually reachable through such active ping or DNS query probings? We sniff 5% of DNS traffic from Windows Network Connectivity Status Indicator. You know, that's the little icon in your Windows bar that indicates the connectivity for your computer to the internet. The sniff operations last from November 18th to December 30th of 2009, and we observe a total of 795,000 unique LDNS servers in more than 10,000 cities and over 229 countries. We then randomly subsample 50,000 of LDNS servers and find that 49% of them are pingable. For the rest, we find about 6% of the total respond to remote DNS queries. The final 45% do not respond to either ping or DNS queries from random client. Now, in this paper, we propose an additional passive measurement method called DNS reflection that will be able to measure the performance of on all LDNS servers, including those unreachable LDNS servers in the last slide. Our method uses the DNS traffic and the mechanism itself to measure the network performance from LDNS server to data center servers. It works as follows. When an LDNS server queries the top-level domain of the target service, for a certain percentage of query traffic, a DNS reflection operation will be taken. Instead of responding a target IP address, the top-level domain server will bounce the DNS queries to a server in a measured in an alternative data center, for example, a one in Los Angeles, LAX, to be measured. It will construct a canonic name, which is an alias in DNS to be resolved, that will embed the final answer, that's the target IP address of the correct data center to serve the content, and the two DNS servers in the data center, that's the Los Angeles data center, to be measured. There will be a reflector and a collector. And the host DNS server will first delegate the query to the reflector. The LDNS will follow the delegation and the send a query to the reflector, that's request 4 in the figure. And according to the canonic name, the reflector will further delegate this DNS query to a collector in the same data center, where the LDNS follows this delegation and sends the query to the collector, that's request 6 in the figure. The time difference between query 4 and 6 can be measured to derive the latency of the LDNS server to data centers. This process can be further simplified by configuring one physical machine in the target data center to own IP addresses of both the reflector and the collector. Know that all information regarding how to respond to a particular DNS queries is already embedded in the query itself. Therefore, neither the top-level authoritative NAM server nor the reflector or the collector need to maintain any status information at any step during this reflection process. Since the correct target address is returned to the LDNS server, all subsequent data request is going to still be optimally directed to the data center with the best network performance at that time. So there's no further degradation in the following data paths. How accurate is our measurement by DNS reflection? And how good is reflection-based GTM fare with geography or any cost-based GTM? We deploy our DNS reflection method in one server of each 17 data centers in Microsoft Global Data Center Network. We then find 274 PlanLab nodes to issue DNS queries. Among the 274 PlanLab nodes, 240 of them co-locate with its LDNS server, and 162 among the 240 LDNS servers are pingable. In the follows, we focus on these 162 PlanLab nodes and their LDNS server. We compare the latency measured by our DNS reflection method and latency measured by pinging the LDNS server from our data center server. During pinging, we perform 6 pings and take the minimum. The figure shows the CDF of latency difference between DNS reflection and ping. The difference is 14 milliseconds at 95th percentile. And if we take a minimum over 120 minutes for DNS reflection, the difference reduced to 6 milliseconds at 95th percentile. So the DNS reflection method is highly accurate. Next, we evaluate the effectiveness of a reflection-based GTM by comparing with geography-based GTM and IP anycast-based GTM. For the geography-based GTM, we use Akamai's geolocation database. For IP anycast-based GTM, we set up an IP anycast address, which is announced from all our 17 data centers. For the reflection-based GTM, we use the reflection measurement collected in every 2 hours to rank all data centers with respect to each LDNS server, and the minimum latency one of the data center is chosen as the data center used for service for the next 2 hours. We obtain the optimum ground truth by letting the data center ping the LDNS server and select the data center with the minimum ping RTT as the best data center. We calculate the difference between each DGTM and the optimal solution. The commutative distribution of the three GTM methods are shown in here. We observe that reflection-based GTM is 2 milliseconds within the optimal at 95th percentile, while the geography-based GTM is 74 milliseconds and the anycast-based GTM is 183 milliseconds at 95th percentile. In other words, for the users whose performance is most precarious, The geography-based and anycast-based GTM has non-trivial performance degradations, and the benefit of using additional DNS reflection-based GTM is quite significant. As a conclusion, DNS-based GTM is commonly used for traffic measurement for cloud service provider with multiple data centers. To select the optimal data center, active probing measured by pinging or DNS queries suffer from limited reachability. Passive measurement may degrade performance and affect subsequent client requests. We propose a DNS reflection method to measure network performance of unreachable LDNS server to the data center. The DNS reflection method uses native DNS query that always work, cause a minimal performance impact, and is highly accurate. Thanks for your attention. Any questions? Okay, shall we go to lunch? Galen? Yes.
Was surprising anything surprising about that?
I don't think so. I mean, that's basically what Windows Server basically observed, right? And I mean, I assume Windows computer is covering almost all the regions of the world. At least, basically, we have one in each of LDNS servers. So I think we should have good coverage for that aspect. Okay.
Kai Shen from Rochester. I really like the your method of measuring distance in a passive way. I think it can be used in other cases as well, beyond the way you measure the distance between the data centers to clients. I wonder if you have thought about sort of applying these ideas in some other network problems where you want to know the distances between sites in a passive way?
We do have a number of other work. I mean, basically investigating basically measurement of different performance target. So I recall, I mean, in the past, we tried to measure, for example, performance of client to various basically CDN providers. And there, even in this work, for example, currently what we are measuring is LDNS server to the data center servers. But I mean, there may be difference between the client represented by LDNS and their data centers. So we are also basically trying to address those differences. In short, I mean, there are certainly different measurement methodologies. And depending on the target you are dealing with, you may want to adopt different things. Currently, in this particular work, we deal with LDNS servers, and we are using the DNS traffic mechanism and basically the DNS logic itself to do the measurement. But for different target, maybe you want to use basically further different methodologies.
Thank you. Again, I think that passive measurement using the DNS reflection is really nice. Thanks.
Thank you.